This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, people think they will derive comfort by interfering in the lives of others in a negative way. So talk about them behind their backs and you think you're going to get anything? You won't. Interfere and involve in their lives, worry about what others are doing, their sins and their, you know, their evil without being positive about it, which means if you are to instruct, and it's our duty to help people, to remind them, it should be in a beautiful, positive way, not in a negative way. We don't insult and abuse others, but rather we speak to them in a nice way, or we send them a message or remind them with a beautiful reminder. So Allah says in verse number 105 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا. O you who believe, be concerned about yourselves. Those who are astray will not harm you. They will not hurt you at all if you yourselves are rightly guided. From this we learn, I need to be worried about myself before others. Yes, I must be concerned in a positive way about others. Don't get me wrong. We're not saying don't remind people of what's right and wrong. No, you must, but in a beautiful way. Before that, remember yourself. Always be concerned about yourself before others. Anything bad, worry about yourself. When we say worry about yourself, we're talking about bad deeds. Make sure you're not engaging in it. Make sure while trying to correct others, you don't slip into misguidance. Make sure that you don't develop your ego and pride simply because you want to correct someone whom you have seen doing wrong. And that's why Allah says, إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. All of you are going to return to Allah. May Allah grant us the ability to be concerned about ourselves and to reach out to others in a beautiful way.